All right, guys, welcome back to Fanatics here on 1460 KXNO, hanging out with Matt Campbell, Iowa State's head coach. Coming off of the bye week, and Texas Tech comes to town. Good bye week, though. I mean, it's a good time, I would think, Coach. Two-game win streak. You've kind of been working in a new quarterback. It seemed to me, with my non-football brain, that's a perfect time for a bye week.
Yeah, I think a lot of reasons for it. You know, number one, midpoint of the season. You know, we played six games, and I think the opportunity for us to catch our breath, and what a great challenge the early part of the season's been in terms of opponent, in terms of dealing with some of the ups and downs that a college football season can bring on a football team. We've seemed to face a lot of that in the first six games, and I think one thing that felt really good about our team is the last couple of weeks we have a really good understanding of who we are, and I think that's what we were trying to find early in the football season, and starting to understand that's been really good for everybody involved with our team, and to be able to sit back, really evaluate that, and make sure we've got plans moving forward that can center around who we are and where we're trying to go is really important.
How complex is it to decide with the true freshman going forward? Because I know, I don't think you've played anybody on the offensive line, but you've played, Lee and some guys up front on defense. And how much discussion was had during that bye week of, do we want to exhaust their redshirt eligibility? I would guess it's kind of still new territory, right?
Yeah, especially some of those freshmen that have played, especially guys that have maybe played three or four games. Mm-hmm. And you're saying at this point, where do we take these guys? Where do we want to go? And so it's certainly a great discussion piece. It's new. And yet there's also some guys that we've kind of, have been getting better and maybe haven't got the opportunity to play in a game yet. And now, are earning that opportunity and that right to help us, whether it be on special teams or some situations or some roles. There's some unique guys, I think, especially in that freshman class, that we think can maybe help us down the stretch run, which would be great for our team.
I'll be honest with you. When I found out that Ray Lima was out last Saturday, I went up to Ben Bruns and I was like, I don't like this, because you know how big of a Ray Lima fan I am. I thought he was your MVP the last year and a half, and I was so impressed. I knew that Jamal Johnson was a very capable starter in the Big 12. I didn't know the guys behind him. Could put forth such a dominating performance. Were you aware, or were you, anytime you lose a guy like Ray, though, I would think that a coach has to have a little bit of doubt until he actually sees it.
Yeah, I think for us, as much as losing Ray, the football player, and Chris, I think you are right in a lot of ways about Ray Lima, the MVP of this team, but maybe a little bit for the wrong reason in terms of that we all see the play.
Yeah.
I know what he's done in terms of character, what he's done in terms of leadership. I think, when Ray speaks in our football program, everybody listens. And that aspect of it, especially when you got a guy that's such a warrior like that, and a guy that when he's not out there, who's going to pick up the leadership traits? Who's going to rally the troops when things don't go right? And that's what I was maybe as interested to see as the fact of who's going to play nose. Because you're right, and Jamal, we've got a lot of trust in. We think this Isaiah Lee is super talented and a young man that I think his future is really, really bright for us. And, I think we're fortunate that we feel like we can get some guys in there. Tucker Robertson went in and played some really quality snaps for us in there as well. But, I think the biggest thing is that leadership. And it's kind of the same thing with Kyle. When Kyle went out, and, one of the things that's been really powerful for me to watch both those guys, that here are some really talented guys, the guys that have been stalwarts in terms of swinging this program in a really positive direction, that I think your true test of who you are is maybe when you're not out there making those plays, what's that leadership look like? And Ray was phenomenal on the sideline all through the week preparing those guys. And, really, to me as a coach, probably as proud of anything that we've done in the first six games is watching those two lead when things haven't been going really well in their own situation. And I'm proud of both of them.
On the back end of your defense, and bear with me, you've probably greatly moved on. I think I've watched that game four times. When you guys have bye weeks, I have nothing else to do. I really like Payne on the back end of that. He's an elite tackler, right? Not that Lawrence White gets demoted. I'm not saying that by any means. But you have capable corners coming off of the bench. Right. Does that, you always use the word multiple, does that give you more options on the back end of your defense, seeing, you know, how that group specifically performed on Saturday?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things for us that had been in talks anyways is, you know, what happens when we play an elite passing team? You know, is there a mindset where you want to have the ability to maybe get more athletic on the back end? And, you know, DeAndre certainly gives us that ability to mm-hmm. do that at times. And, you know, I think it was a great call from our defensive staff to be able to make that decision. And, you know, I think what it showed us is we can – it's just another piece of the puzzle that if we need it, it's something that we can use to our advantage. And as you and I both know, in this conference and including this week, you're going to play a team that's got, you know, they've got elite skill. They've got the ability to spin the football all over the place. And at times you want to get more athletic, and putting DeAndre back there certainly helps us.
Yeah, that's a good segue into Texas Tech. It's fascinating. As long as I've been in this conference covering it for a long time, and it with Leach and Kingsbury and not really Tuberville, but the Leach Kingsbury type of tree, it seems like anybody they put in at quarterback is going to have success. Yeah. Now, there's been not everybody's Baker Mayfield and not everybody's Patrick Mahomes, but all those guys are successful. True freshman coming in before he collapses his lung against West Virginia, he was the nation's passing leader.
Right.
What is it about this kid that has allowed him at such a young point in his career to be successful?
Well, I think the biggest thing, and you said it, the one foundation that everybody's had is a lot of it's been Cliff. You know, he's done a great job mentoring those guys, and I think anytime you've played that position, you certainly have a leg up on the competition. You've played the position, and you know the offense as good as anybody.
Yeah.
So I think that's certainly, you know, that wealth of knowledge has certainly helped Aiden come off to a really great start of things. But I think the other thing that's been so impressive is, you know, the balls that he has the ability to throw. You know, he's got the ability to throw catchable footballs. And I think even in the one thing that you would say about Brock early is he gives the receiver a chance to make a play. And it's the one thing that's shown up on that videotape. They've got some really high-end outside receivers, guys that can go up and get it. And what he's done for those guys, he's given them opportunities to make plays on the ball. And, you know, sometimes that minimal point gets overlooked sometimes, but I think it's a huge point of what good quarterbacks do is they let their playmakers have a chance to go make a play on the ball, and he's doing that at a really high rate.
Seems to me, just going into Saturday, it's your defensive line and their offensive line. I mean, it's a couple of borderline, if not elite, units going head-to-head, right?
Well, I think that's going to be a huge matchup in this game. You know, I think one of the things that they've really added to their repertoire is the ability to run the football. And, you know, it starts with that offensive line, their physical group. I think we left there last year really impressed with the physicality that at that time, a young group was playing with. And now you see it on the film. You know, they're a group that can take over a game at times. So it's going to be a great matchup, and it's got to start there on both sides for both units.
On the other side, again, this is something I kind of picked up watching the game back and forth, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm always looking, you always discuss about how your offense isn't anywhere near where you want it to be as far as what's in it.
Right.
We were seeing a lot of two tight ends in motion against West Virginia. I know you've done that before. Was that the most you've done that? Because the one play call, it was like 4th and 3. You put the two tight ends in motion. You ran to the weak side. David goes off for like 28 yards or whatnot. Can we expect to see more of that? Because I know how big of a tight end guy you are. It just seems even when they're not catching passes, they're more involved than ever.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of credit's got to go to Coach Golish. I think he's done a great job in the development of that group. But those guys are critical. And, you know, I think one of the things that we're excited about being able to add that same multiplicity to our offense that you're seeing defensively is that you got guys that not only can go into the game but go in and play at a really high rate. And if you look at that game, you talk about the play of Sean Buckner and certainly what he did in that game. You know, I think he's playing at a really high level. Charlie Kolar, I think, over the last 3 weeks is playing, you know, really good football mm-hmm. for us. And Dylan Sainer has been a great asset. So I think you can continue to see those guys in the game, you know, continue to see us be able to create edges at times and help our run game, you know, just add some consistency that we're obviously going to need down the stretch run.
I'm always trying to tell fans this. I know it's not the case in these walls. I think Sean Buckner is the most underappreciated Cyclone maybe that I've ever covered. The guy is integral. I tell fans to watch it all the time in your running game. Watch 47. Yeah. wherever he goes, like, it's a pretty good idea of where the play is going to line up when you're watching pre-snap. And he just – he's one of the most popular guys on the team, right?
He is, because I think the role that he plays is such a physical but yet unselfish role.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got to be a really special person to do what we ask him to do. And at times it's isoing linebackers. At times it's cutting off defensive ends. At times it's lead blocking. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into what his job and role description is. It's the throwback fullback in a lot of ways, and Sam is, he's tough, he's physical, and yet he's the ultimate team player. So, you know, he's adored by his teammates, and every coach in here, I think, has got the utmost respect for what he stands for and how he plays the game.
Well, looking forward to Saturday. I think that last Saturday's crowd, the West Virginia game, was you speak this language, so I'll say it, little WWE-like. It just is crazy. And we saw that with the TCU game last year. There's a couple games I come to my mind in the last 10 years where Iowa State fans, when they get really fired up, it turns into an absolute zoo out there. And hopefully they keep it going, because that was a lot of fun against West Virginia.
They were really special. You know, that environment last Saturday night was exceptional. It's what you dream about college football to feel like and look like, and we're fortunate to be able to live that here in Ames, Iowa. And, you know, and now, you know, you hope that with this football team continuing to grow and get better, you know, I think this crowd will only continue to support us, and they've done nothing short of being exceptional since I've been here, so I appreciate them greatly.
Well, we appreciate your time. Thanks, Coach. Best of luck on Saturday.
All right. Thanks so much. Go Cyclones.
Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell. More Fanatics when we come back here on 1460 KXNO.